Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Bayera Podcast with your host Otten Francis. On episode 3, we will discuss an overview of interviews we had with three different yam sellers from Kaneshi Market on their yam sale business. Take a seat back and enjoy an exciting episode of Bayera Podcast as I take you through the insights of the yam business. Starting off, we have our first interviewee who happens to be a yam seller for over 40 years. Wow, that's quite long. She has sold yam at the Kaneshi Market since she started her yam business. So that has been her first sales area when she started yam selling. And then she was asked about the government asking traders to evacuate at the Abubulishi Market, and then she says that things for her would be difficult if she was to stop going for yams from there, but then she would follow them wherever they go, because that specifically is her first source of supply when it comes to yams. Now, she was also asked how is her business growing. She says that although her business might seem to have less profits, she and her kids have been living off these profits for over 40 years since she started the work. She has been living on these profits, and she added that she has been paying her child's school fees from the various yam profits that she has made so far. She added that in recent times, business has not been so good as it used to be. She says that if you know how to maintain your business and you know the tricks involved in maintaining your business, there's no way you are going to run at a loss, because she has never incurred a loss since she started this business for over 40 years. She said that if you have the wisdom to succeed in your yam selling venture, then you'll be able to manage your business without running at a loss and gain your profit. So for the past 40 years, she has been able to manage her yam business well and has been able to live off her profits, paid her children's school fees, use those same profits to run her home, and she has been doing it for a quite number of years now. And she was asked about her preservation of the yams. She explains that sometimes some yams upon their return to their house, they get spoiled. And she describes this case as the use of a lot of chemicals in the farm to produce these yams. These yams are produced on the farms with too much chemicals in them. Too much chemicals are sprayed on them. And therefore, at the time she goes for it from the supplier, if she should bring it home, it will get spoiled. So she divides the yams into different sections according to different numbers, and then she selects and sells them according to how she wants to sell them. So it can be 10 in a day. She can divide them. If she has 60 pieces of yams, she can divide them into 4 with 15 in each set, and then sell 15 a week. So a week she sells 15, the following week she sells 15, the third week she sells 15, and then she goes for some, adds it to the other one, and the other repeats itself. Now she also says that she doesn't add any chemicals to her yams when she brings them home. She preserves them by packing them into a place, a dry place with no water, where liquid will not get into contact with the yams. Because if liquid should get into contact with the yams will start to rot. So she does not apply any chemicals to the yams, because she explains that it can be very harmful to the consumer. Now, we asked her that there are some yams we have seen in front of you that have been cut because they are not full yams. So, how do you manage to sell this? And she explains that these yams are not sold for the full price. They cannot be sold for the full price because these yams were almost rotten. They were rotten, and so she has to cut those rotten pieces out and then sell the edible ones that can be eaten. So she says those prices go low. Those prices are very low because the yams have been amputated. Let me put it that way. They have been amputated, and so she can't sell them as if they were a whole component on its own. Because they have been amputated, she has to sell it for a low price, therefore running at a loss, because those yams were purchased at a full price. And so if she should sell it at a low price, that will make her incur some loss. But she says that she has a way of managing her business in such a way that even if she should sell those yams, she will still find a way to make her profit. Wow, that's a nice way of managing your business, finding other ways and means to make your profit even though you see that you are running at a loss. Wow. Now, she also added that there are lots of yams that have been on the market, and then people normally prefer the puna yam. People normally prefer the puna yam when it comes to the purchase of yams. They like puna. They also like the new yam, which is seasonal. It's a seasonal yam. It's not always there, but once it comes, people want to purchase it here and there because of how edible and how seasonal it is. So when it comes, everyone wants to taste before it goes. Now we ask her if she has incurred any difficulties she faces. She says she normally does not face any difficulties. It is only the rise and falls in yam sales that affects her. But then if we talk about difficulties, that isn't a problem for her because she knows how to manage her business well to her satisfaction. Now moving on to our second interviewee, she says that she has been in the business for about 30 years. Wow, that's quite long. She has been in the business for about 30 years and she said that there has been rises and falls in yam sales and at different seasons. So every season it drops and it rises. So when there's a bumper of yams, prices will drop. When there's scarcity of yams, prices shoot up. Now we asked her, what are your challenges you have been facing? She says that yams get rotten. When the yams get rotten, they run at a loss. Yes, and she also says that her main supplies are the people from the Abubulishi market. So that seems that both our first interviewee and then our second interviewee all have the same source of supply. That's the Abubulishi market. She said that when the new yams are in, they are very expensive. When the new yams are in, they are very expensive. Those are the seasonal yams. They are very expensive. Now, they normally come in August, September. So, during this period, the prices of the puna falls. And then the prices of the new yam shoots up. Yes, and she added that yam prices are not stable. During festive seasons, yams shoot up. During normal seasons, yams price will fall. So when it gets to Easter, Christmas, yam prices will shoot up because there will be a high demand for yam. When it comes to other seasons, which normally festivals are not celebrated, yam prices fall because there is not much demand of yam among the people who purchase it. Now moving on to our last interviewee, which happens to be our third interviewee. She has been in the yam business for 25 years. She says that there are seasons in which yams flourish and booms, and the other seasons the yam drops. So that affects the yam prices. So in other seasons where there's low yams on the market, we have high prices on the market. At the time there's bumper harvest of yams, we have low prices on the market. And she says that when yams are kept for a very long time, they start to rot. When yams are kept for a very long time and when they come into contact with water, and upon being asked on where she gets her yams from her suppliers, she also mentions the Agbogbloshie market, which happens to be the same supply of our first two interviewees. So our first two interviewees have Agbogbloshie market as their source of supply in accordance to our third interviewee. So they all have a supplier in common. And she says that if the suppliers are located elsewhere, she would face challenges in terms of distribution, because we heard that the government of Ghana was trying to relocate the Agbogbloshie traders to a different place. And she says that if the traders are relocated, it will really affect her. What if they move elsewhere, which is far from her, which is far from her reach? That means that she would have to travel miles to get them, and that would be a problem for her and her business. This is the end of our podcast today with me, Otem Francis. Stay tuned for more podcasts, and remember to subscribe to the Bayera podcast for your weekly podcast episodes. Have a blissful weekend. Bye bye.